Right now, with all that's swirling around, it's our weekly spot with ABC News political analyst from Washington, Alex Castellanos. I'm sure, Alex, you're up all night watching the goings-on in Singapore. What's your takeaway from all this?
Well, it's fascinating to see and a tremendous accomplishment for President Donald Trump. The comb-over is now the second most popular haircut in North Korea.
We know the first.
Who thought we would come to that?
Hey, Alex. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's quite an accomplishment, not only internationally. Gone from Rocket Man and the possibility of nuclear war a few months ago to a much more stable situation and a dialogue that some folks thought might never exist. And this has political benefits for Donald Trump and Republicans. When there's a steady hand on the ship of state navigating the country through some turbulent waters, people are less inclined to replace the captain. And that's what Donald Trump is at this moment. He's helped himself politically.
Hey, Alex, you understand Trump's mind better than most analysts. Was this orchestrated summit, was this part of a strategy that Trump had? I'll scare him first, and I'll bring him back in. Or does Trump just make it up on the fly?
You know, again, we've talked about this before, and I'm not sure that accusing Trump of strategy is ever appropriate, but it's instinctive for him. This guy's a card player. He's a poker player. He's a deal maker. And yes, the two things we know about Trump is never display weakness and create uncertainty to keep your adversaries off balance. And he does both of those things. So yes, I think this is his style more than his strategy. And we see it in everything he does, from the G7 in Canada, disrupt and then put the pieces back together in a more favorable way.
We're on with Alex Castellanos, ABC News political analyst. And Alex, his critics make much of the fact that, he calls Justin Trudeau a backstabber and then smiles and shakes hands with a brutal dictator, Kim Jong-un. Your take on that?
Well, President Trump was offended by Canadian dishonesty in trade. They call it Canadian bacon, but we know it's not bacon, it's ham. It's an assault, affront to good American bacon, and it just won't stand with Donald Trump. Right. I think this was the president refusing to display any weakness before going to North Korea to negotiate in Singapore. When he saw Justin Trudeau stand there and say that Canada's not going to be pushed around by the President of the United States, Trump sensed that as a display of weakness if he did not respond, and he asserted himself. It's a passing storm. We'll all love each other and get back to eating our Canadian bacon soon.
Talking about the G7, though, Alex, I wonder if you agree with me. I get a sense Trump just does not like this notion of all of these world leaders who see their countries not nationalistically, but as some sort of big global alliance. He just doesn't strike me as being comfortable with this notion of a global alliance.
I think that's right. And instinctively, I think when Trump looks at the European Union or the G7, or the United Nations, he sees the world versus the U.S.
Or NATO.
NATO. And what he sees is, wait, if I negotiate with them one-on-one, we have a stronger economy, the stronger military, I'm advantaged. If I negotiate and deal with them as a group, the U.S. economy and military strength is lessened comparatively. So, no, I don't think he is very comfortable in these larger organizations and sees a more productive path for the U.S. in bilateral, not multilateral negotiations.
We're speaking with Alex Castellanos, the fine ABC News political analyst. He's based in Washington. I'm sure you've read the text of the joint statement. It's short. It's two pages. I have it in front of me. And you know, the critics were out there very quickly on several networks saying that, you know, there are a lot of words here, but there's not a lot of meat. Your thoughts?
And they're right. But the starting line is never the finish line. And that's what this is. Usually a statement like this comes at the end of years of diplomatic negotiations. But Donald Trump doesn't work that way. What what diplomats do in private, Donald Trump does in public, on the global stage, loves the spotlight. So has he jump-started this process? Yes, in a tremendous way. And I think by doing it in the open, I think he makes it much harder for North Korea to start slipping back. I mean, the arguments against what Trump is doing in North Korea are the arguments that the anti-Trump forces all embrace when we're dealing with Iran. We can't possibly deal with a dictatorial regime that savages its own people, and how can we trust them when they've never kept an agreement? Well, that's Iran. So it's a start, yeah. Not a finish.
Hey, Alex, you're a political strategist. Jump to the other side. Pretend you're a Democrat for a moment. What do you do now? Do you attempt to tear down Trump's achievements, or is this a time where you have to sit back and just let him run with it for a bit?
If I were on the left, I would on occasion give Donald Trump a hug, pat him on the head and say, look, he finally got something right, and have more credibility when you actually have legitimate attacks on Donald Trump. The left can't do that. Their hatred for Trump is just so visceral. But, you know, Trump is actually helping himself politically here. And I think the Democrats are making a mistake by never giving Donald Trump room to get anything right.
Alex, you make a great point. You make a great point, and I'd like to discuss in one of our future visits, because I view it both ways. I view it, if the Democrats only knock, 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 and those who only support, and I think if anyone is 100% on one side or the other, and always 100%, I think they lack credibility. I think you have a lot more credibility if you mix in a little salt with the pepper. I really do.
I think that's exactly right in diplomacy and marriage. At least I've learned that.
Hey, Alex, one quick question. Do you think we'll ever see Kim Jong-un in the Lincoln bedroom?
I think you'll see him. I don't know if the Lincoln bedroom, but I think you'll see him in the White House soon. And I think we may also be headed for a Putin-Trump summit soon.
Very interesting. All right. Thanks. Alex Castellanos, ABC News. Talk to you next week, Alex.
Take care.
Good to be with you.